you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is, you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing, man? All my dogs out there, hope y'all are doing good. Shout out to everybody. We got a good show for y'all today. I'm the Dean. It's The Man Mindset. Guys, y'all got questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. Oh, wait, I gave y'all the wrong number to call in. I gave y'all the wrong number. I apologize. I gave y'all the wrong number. There's a number right there. Yeah, there you go. That's the number right there to call in. 563-999-3056 if you want to chop it up. We have a good show for you. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. All my chat room dogs. Hope everything is going well for you guys. Gentlemen, if you have a question or anything like that, gentlemen, I ask each and every one of you, just put a Q in there if you have a question. Gentlemen, the thing about this show is that all the stuff that we talk about is 100% authentic, 100% original. We're not mimicking anybody else. All the information, all the content that you're getting is coming straight from us. So if you get the chance and you get the opportunity, I ask all you guys out there. I forgot my button. I ask all you guys out there, if you get a chance, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Go ahead and subscribe to The Man Mindset. Hit the button for the notifications and everything like that. Like always, we want to give a special shout out to the guys above me, right here above me. I always want to give love to those that are in the books of Man Mindset history. So shout out to all those guys in there that's doing that. Also, I want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room, all the chat room dogs out there. Hope you guys are doing well. As I always say to you guys, before we even get into what it is we want to get into, it's very important that you guys go ahead and do the one thing that most guys don't tell you to do, and that is go ahead, get your notebook out, get your crayons out, and go ahead and take down the information, because the information that you're getting right now, you'll be able to use not just today, but in all phases of your life, and how you think, how you move, and how you behave. So go ahead and get your crayons out. If you have a question, put a Q. If you're texting a woman, you're having a problem, put a T. If there's something a woman is saying and is throwing you off, put a W. And we will definitely answer all your questions and all that. Also, we will, if when you guys call in. We also take calls. So just wanted to say that to you guys. All right, so we're going to be talking about some stuff today, but I want to make sure that I have it uploaded for you guys while we're doing all that stuff. So let me check. Oh, shout out to all the chat room dogs out there. All the guys in the chat room, I give shout out to you guys. Much love to you guys. Let's get it. Sit back. Let's eat. Let's get it. Also, the ladies out there, you know who you are. What's up? You know, got a lot of lady guys. Let me tell y'all something. We have a lot of lady listeners on this show. And they don't really critique or come out. They just, you know, some of them come from the poetry. They're fans of the poetry. Some come from they're fans of the show, fans of me. And they just love, you know, just hearing what I'm saying and how I'm talking. And they just say that it's something that they're not used to hearing. So they like doing that. That's why, if y'all guys want to know, that's why I always shout out to the ladies out there and stuff like that. You know, they always critiquing shit. So just want to make sure that that I shout out the ladies and stuff like that. Okay, guys, let's see here. All right, so we do have a question. Christian, I'll get to you in 1 second with the question and all the other stuff. Again, guys, y'all want to call in, you have the number 51. I mean, you have the number that's listed. Go ahead and call in if you have a question, okay? There are no dumb questions. Hopefully y'all call in and y'all will get the help that you need if you're really serious about learning game. And, you know, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's all about learning game. But we're going to be talking about, let me just put this out and say, keep trolling. We're going to be talking about, and I could talk for hours about your four. I love talking about your four because I love doing that because I'm the only one that really talks about it. And, you know, that's what we do. That's what we talk about. But we want you guys to have clarity, understanding, and all that, okay? So what's important here when it comes to everything you're doing? And I gave you a chart before the other day. We'll kind of roll off of that chart, but we'll also roll off of another one that I'm about to upload right now. But we'll kind of roll off of this right here. Now, remember I told you guys that when you're talking to a woman, there are levels, there are sections, and everything's all about your four. Your four is so important. And we're going to talk more about your four so you can get more clarity on it. Because I think a lot of you guys think it's just, I'm going to say something and that's it. No, your four is totally different. And I ask all you guys out there, if I'm going too fast, just say, Steve, ask a question and slow it down if you feel like I'm going too fast. Because I don't want anybody left behind, because the information I want to give you is something that you need to begin to incorporate into your lifestyle. Okay, so that's what's important to me and all of this stuff. So we're gonna get into this stuff, man, and we're gonna make sure that when we do this, that we do this where you guys can soak up information. And say, okay, I understand or I don't understand. Here's the problem. Here's the situation, yada, yada, yada. But let's get into it. All right, enough of that talk. So, gentlemen, when it comes to your four, now, I'm always telling you about your four. I'm always telling you about your square. But now we're going to go a little bit deeper into a four. Now, we're not going to go too deep into that because we're going to get deeper in the book. We've got so many surprises for you. We're going to go deeper into the book, but I want to graze on this because it's very important to understand how deep four is. Four is, now when I say four, gentlemen, okay, and I want you to understand, four is just an end game. But four can be an end game, or it can lead towards an end game. And I got to explain that to you because I don't think y'all understand how deep the four is. And basically what four is a man standing on his square. That means you stand on who you are. You don't bend. You don't budge. You don't change for a woman or do anything like that. These are the things that attract women, okay? These are the things that attract women. So, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to discuss that. We'll go over that. But I want to explain four. Now, what you see right here, all right, now, and I'm going to explain the A, B, and C. I'm going to explain the fours in the middle, and I'm going to explain the fours to the right, okay? Now, please understand, now, this is deep. So we're going to slow this down because I don't want you guys out there to feel like this is going over your head. So we're looking at fours, and we're talking about fours. I want to make sure that let's look to the left, A, B, and C. What's important? No, let's go to the middle because the middle is the most important thing. Four can be a whole, but it can also be subsystems of that four, meaning that four is not necessarily your end game, but four can reach you to a certain point that will move you to your next four. What I mean, and if you're looking at it, I've got A, B, and C. And what I'm saying is that when you meet somebody and you're in, if four is, I know you guys want to have sex. So if four is your wanting to have sex, you must be able to hit levels of four before you can even reach the four itself. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. So let me see if I can draw, just to give you all examples. Where's my marker? Ah, here you go. Here's a marker. What I'm saying to you, I'm saying to you that four is the end game, but four can be broken down into subsystems of four. Okay, now I want y'all to understand something. So if we're saying four, we're saying 2 + 2 = 4, right? I want y'all to understand something. If anything is broken in your four, that means your four as a whole is not going to function, and it won't be a 2 + 2 = 4. It will always be 2 + 2 = 5 or 6 or 12 or whatever, but it will never equal to your four, because what I'm trying to show you, but I'm just giving you an example right here, is that there are several things that you have got to be able to lock down in yourself as fours before you can lock those things down in a woman, okay? So that's some of the stuff that we're going to be talking about, okay? Now, if you guys have any questions or anything like that, man, please, gentlemen, just put a cue. We got you covered. I see that one question. I will answer that in a second, but I wanted to start the show. So let me continue. Okay, so what I'm saying is, through A, B, and C, every level has to hit four, okay? Now, this is what's important for every four, no matter if it's a whole four or a subsystem four. Now, again, I'll break all that down. I'm just trying to give y'all to understand. You have to hit these fours to the right in order to even have a four, meaning that you must know why it is whatever the action, the text, the bid, whatever you're doing, you must know why. And if you do not know your why, it will never work. You must be able to defend the position of that four that you have, because some women will challenge you. The other fours, you got to learn how to stand on it, meaning you will never waver. You will never be knocked off of your square, okay? And last but not least, you have to be able to express your four. Now, again, gentlemen, I know y'all understand, y'all like thinking we're in math class. I'm just using four as your standard, but what I want to do is I want to break four down to you guys out there that's listening, so you guys can have clarity of why you're having problems right now. Because see, a lot of you young men right now are having issues with women. You're having issues as far as talking or texting, putting your bed in, setting up your crib. What I'm trying to show you is that everything that you're doing should be a four. Let me move this camera over a little bit here so I can see that. Okay. So everything you're doing should be a four. Meaning, again, let's look at it again. Meaning that everything that you're doing, you know why, you can defend it, you can stand on it, and you can express it without shame, worry, or ridicule. Meaning that whatever I'm thinking, whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm going to do, I'm not looking at the end result because that doesn't define me. So let me explain why this is all important. Because it's going to hopefully, for a lot of you guys, begin to answer why you are where you're at right now and why it is you're not growing, why it is you're not evolving. Because when you're on the surface level, you can't see what we're showing you right now, the depth of it. A lot of people can't break this down, and we're gonna break it down, okay? We're going to break it down. So we want to make sure that when you follow this and when you follow what I'm saying and follow what I'm showing you, you'll have more clarity, you'll have more understanding, and you'll be able to look at yourself and say, okay, this is what's wrong with me. This is what I need to solve. This is what I need to fix, okay? So with that being said, like I told you guys before, remember, there are levels to your four. You remember, four can be a whole. And what I'm saying is, if four is your, okay, for a lot of you guys, unfortunately, your end game is wanting to sleep with women, which shows that you have no fours, okay? It shows there's really nothing in the cupboard. You're like sixes, 12s, eights. You're just all over the place, but no experience. It's fine. But in the example I want to give you, if sex is the end game, and that's your end game, then what are you doing to lead your fours to hit that end game? Now, this is the deep thing. It's not just her. It's levels to this. And I'm going to show you what I mean by that. So, guys, I hope you have a question. Go ahead and put a Q in there, and I got you covered. And make sure that if I'm going too fast, let me know. I'll be happy to slow it down. But I want to make sure that you guys understand what I'm talking about, okay? So when we're looking at our fours, it comes down to you, skills, communication, and two levels of trust. Trust in yourself and building trust in that woman. But it is also your before, during, and after. See, this is how, now guys, I'm going to try to slow this down because I don't want to go over y'all's heads like Freelance always tell me. I want to make sure that y'all understand that your four is not just a four just in while you're doing something right now. It is your four before, during, and after. And all these things have to combine, but all the fours must match up. There can never be anything that goes beyond that four, okay? And let me show you again, because I don't want to overwhelm you. But what I'm saying again, if you can look at this, you can surely tell why you're having problems. This is so simple. This should show you right now where your problem's at. And some of you have a lot of problems in this, but I'm saying before, during, and after. Everything you are doing has to have a before, a during, and an after, okay? Before you walk out that door, okay? During the interaction with the woman, and after you walk the fuck away, you must have to, I'm not complicating this. You must hit all of your fours If you're not hitting all your fours, as you can tell, even with today's show with Lucario, y'all notice a lot of guys will call in because they're not really standing on their fours. And this is how you can tell they have problems, because they are always, I'm in situations and this is happening and that's happening. And that's why a lot of these guys are having issues, because they're not really actually doing any work on themselves to create the four, okay? To create the four. Because like I tell and I push and I want you guys to understand that all of this is important, because it is the power that you can have, okay? Okay? This is where influence comes from. Influence. This is where mysterious, being a man of mystery and all the things that you say you want to be. Hey, Steve, how do I become mysterious? And how do I get her to want to sleep with me? And how do I get her to want to go to my place when I just met her? Well, the answer's right here. And you can see why it's not working out for you. Because for many of you guys, there's no before. There's no during and no after. Now, that's just level. That's just the first. Remember, I told you A, B, and C. That's just the first row. See, a lot of y'all guys are under this impression that it's just a one magical thing to make you what you are. And I'm trying to get you young men to see that you are a multitude of millions of you. You are infinite. There's so many layers to you. And I'm just giving you a few here. And I'm not trying to, I don't want to overwhelm any of you men with the information. And nor do I'm not trying to startle you or scare you or make you feel some kind of way. But you got to see what it is. You got to see what's going on. First level four, before, during, and after. That means, are you the same person when you walk out that door before you meet her? Are you that same person during the interaction? And are you the same person after you walk away? And for a lot of you, you're not, because a lot of you don't know yourselves well enough to be able to stand on who you are. So when you meet a woman, that's where, you know, she's so beautiful. You place all the judgments. This is the first level that I'm talking about right here, is where the judgments actually come in at. The judgments of judging yourself, judging the woman, and judging the situation. It all comes down to the first level of before, during, and after. And see, and this is why I keep telling y'all, this is just scratching the surface. I mean, this is how deep it is. And we're a little below that surface that we're scratching, but this is just a small piece of a pie. This is small, but this is how deep, not me, but this is how deep you are when you are able to So when you self-discover and you find yourself, this is where everything works out for you, because it's at this point right here that you will have a clear, concise understanding that right now, as we talk right now, the reason most of you are not on your four is because what you are before you walk out that door, during your interactions, and after. Okay, you're not on your four. Now, that's just going down. But if we go to the top cross, here's another level of four that you don't have. You don't know who you are. That four. Your skills, that's a four. How you communicate is another set of four. And trusting you and getting the woman's trust, that's another four. So if you think about it, now I'm just showing you, we're just only hitting a few. We're just going this way and this way. We haven't even hit the stuff in the middle. And this is how deep it is. And this is why I keep telling you that you can read as many books as you want. You watch many YouTubes, go to as many seminars as you want to go to. And you all, if you ever want to know why you are what you are, then this right here is truly the reason why. This should be for you guys, hopefully, either a light bulb moment or a shift. And again, this is no knock, and I want to say this to you guys. I'm not here to knock you. I'm not here to make fun of you. I'm just trying to show you the thing that most people don't do, and that's the why behind it. So many of you are always like, why can't I get this down? Why is it that when I feel this way when I'm in at home and I feel confident, and I feel like I can just do anything, but then I see her, and all of a sudden, I don't know what to do, and I get frustrated, I get mad, I get angry, or I do something, and then when she contacts me or I contact her, just don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to move. I don't know what to do, and then you get frustrated. So what I'm showing you again, now we're going to slow it up. Let's back up again. Now remember what I told you. The A, B, and the C are the levels and layers that I'm showing you right now of the four. The four as a whole is broken down into subsystem parts. If one subsystem part in that four is broken, the four as a whole will not function at all. But how does the four function? Every four, no matter where it is at, no matter what layer it's on, no matter what subsystem or system it is on, it is connected by you knowing your why, you being able to defend it, standing on it, and you are able to express that to any woman that you run into without any fear, anxiety, or worry. Okay, gentlemen, without any fear, anxiety, or worry. But what I'm showing you is something that no one's ever showed you before, because again, we don't regurgitate information. We teach game here. So what I want, again, I want you guys to see it so you can understand if you go straight down to the four where it says before, during, and after, we talked about that. And then you see the top four where you see your skills, the communicating and trust to yourself, those four. Now, if we go down a level down, see how you are before is its own four. You see what I'm saying? How your skills that you create before you walk out of the door is its own four. How you communicate to yourself is its own four. I mean, guys, like I told you, I can go into the marketing of four. I can go into your scribe of four. I can go into your culinary school of four. We'll do more of this when the book comes out. I mean, there's just so much to know, but I'm just giving you an example of how deep it is that you have got to have this kind of clarity and understanding in order to see where you're going right versus where you're going wrong. I didn't say where I'm going wrong, where you're going right versus where you're going wrong, and it is all solely based on the four. Now, for y'all new to this, the reason why I'm using four is because I'm trying to simplify it. I'm not trying to complicate it. So what four is, gentlemen, is standing on your square. That's all it is, standing on your foundation, not wavering, not moving, and not getting knocked off of it, and having a belief in yourself so great that you are rooted into who you are, and you'll never move. You'll never let a woman move you, direct you, and knock you over. And that's why we're saying four, because also I wanted to show you that however you get to your four is how you get to it. That's the beautiful thing about you young men. Each and every one of you guys are totally different. So how you get to your four, like I told you, it could be 3 + 1, 20 minus 4, 12 divided by 3, 16 divided by 4. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. As long as you're hitting your four, then you are going to see yourself in a whole different light, because You got to remember, and remember I told all you guys, when you have an idea, well, where do you think the marketing comes from? The marketing comes from that front to the far right. The marketing comes to knowing your why. And is what I want to do, do I believe in it enough that if I am challenged on whatever I want, can I defend my position? And whatever it is I want, and whatever it is I want to, whatever I want to do, am I going to waver because she gives me crocodile tears or she dangles, she's leaving me? Or am I going to stand on whatever that four is? And whatever that four is, can I express it without any worry or fear? Okay, so this is how it's important, okay? So, well, no, it's not the four-sided. I don't want you to look at it as a four-sided square. I'm saying mentally, what I'm saying is square as your foundation. Your square is your foundation. And your foundation right now, you don't have one. And if you have one, it's really wobbly and weak because you have not created a standard. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. You create the standard. But also for all you guys out there that's listening, please, I got to apologize because I always tell you I'm going to tell you that stuff. And excuse me. I always going to tell you and I always forget. Guys, please, if you are new to this, please take a moment. If not today, tomorrow, go to the dollar store. Go to Walmart. We're the only people on YouTube telling you to do this. Go get your puzzle piece set. Dump the puzzles on the table. Throw the puzzle away and just take your time and put that thing together. And you're going to start yourself towards learning your four by doing something that simple. So remember, I know it may sound unorthodox or crazy and all that, but trust me, the training that we're giving you is something that nobody on YouTube is talking about. So that's where we pride ourselves on that. So we just wanted to make sure you guys understand that. But all of this is so important because, see, as I said and I told you guys, when you are on your four, you will always be able to influence women without trying, without begging, without bartering, without trying to prove yourself, without trying to take her and feed her. You won't have to do anything because she is so into you that she wants to know how you move, how you think, how you tick, and see. When you as a man become aware of what you're doing and you'll be able to defend, you know, your why, stand on all the things that I'm saying, okay, what's going to happen, and this is what I call the shift. See, right now, a lot of you guys, some of you guys have emotions. Some of you guys still have mommy. Some of you guys still judge yourselves. You judge women and you judge situations. Some of you guys have fear. Some of you guys don't have confidence. Some of you guys have anxiety problems. This is exactly why I tell you, stop making New Year's resolutions. Stop saying I want to get rid of fear. Stop saying I want to have confidence and stop. That's why it doesn't work, because you're trying to come with a grip of your mind trying to tell you that 2 + 2 = 6. And you're believing the stories that your mind is telling you. But what I'm saying is that when you are doing what I am showing you, the shift is going to happen because it will no longer put you in a position of being the victim. It will no longer put you in a position of having fear. It will no longer get, it will take away the anxiety. It will give you confidence because you're finally doing the one thing that you should have been doing all your life. You just failed to do that. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. You, all these things I'm showing you is putting you in a position of mental power. And that mental power is going to roll off your ass, and they are going to see that mental power that you have based off of who you actually are. Because remember, she has never met you before if you're doing this correctly. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines, okay, lines are still good. So I what I'm saying to you guys out there, she knows you right now, and that's the problem, because you don't have your four yet. She knows you. She knows how you move, how you think, how you act, how you behave. She knows you got fear. She knows you're desperate, needy, creepy, blah, 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 blah. What I'm trying to say is that what if we took a moment, and your mind doesn't like to hear this. What if we stopped? Remember I told you about the movie theater one, the movie in your mind that's always playing, that's telling you you're no good and all this other stuff? What if you just stop for a moment and begin to the process of creating your four in any of these things that I'm showing you right here? But we will start, you can go down or across. It really doesn't matter what you do. But what if you begin to process your four about who am I before I walk out that door? But not just who am I before I walk out that door. I know why I am what I am. And I will always be able to defend what I am. I will always be able to stand on what I am. And I can always express myself. Now, gentlemen, think about what I'm saying. When you begin to start doing this, this is where the confidence comes in. And let me tell you guys that want this false confidence or this fake fear, I'm going to tell you an honest truth. You are going to be the last one to know. You will be the last one to know. Everybody else around you, is it a new haircut? Is it new clothes? I just don't know what it is about you. There's something about you that's a little bit different. I can't put my finger on it, and that's when you know you've made the change, because you're not trying to force confidence. The lines are up. Yes, the lines are. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. God damn it. I'm sorry, guys. Shit. I put the wrong number up. That's the line. I'm sorry, guys. It's the line they're calling. I'm sorry. Call in. But let me answer this question real quick. I gave y'all the wrong number. That's the number right there. I'm sorry. Call in. I apologize. I fucked up. I apologize. Let me go ahead and answer this one question right here. Someone asked a question. Yeah, the lines are up. I'm sorry. Lines are up. Matter of fact, I need to put the number above me so I don't have to keep doing this stuff. Okay, he asked this question. Is a woman saying you're an asshole a good thing? It's a great thing. You're an asshole when she can't figure you out. You're an asshole when she can't get her way. You're an asshole when you say no. You're an asshole when you walk away. You're an asshole when you have options. You're an asshole when you know the game. So being an asshole is a good thing. But when you're creepy and you're an asshole, that's what you don't want to be, okay? Because a creepy asshole is different from a regular asshole. So I would just say that to you, my brother. So, but if you got a question, guys, go ahead and call in. I apologize. The lines are up now if you want to call in. Tyler, what's up, man?
Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
Chilling. What's good? What's good? How can I help you?
Okay, so, yeah, so, you know, that you bring up this topic, what I noticed is when I became more consistent with, like, my sexual self and my fucking nasty self and communication and stuff like that on the, you know, the before and during and then after, it definitely would click, because let's say the during or even in the after stage, quickly a woman would talk about something and I could easily move to like my sensual self or my nasty self. And it was pretty congruent what had happened in the past. And I didn't even have to think about what I was saying. I just had to just, you know, flow with whatever the topic was. So, yeah, it definitely resonates with me a lot. Yeah.
Well,
just kind of keeping consistent with everything.
Well, yeah, because what you're doing is you're being consistent with who you are, because what we're doing is you're breaking yourself down in a way where you have more clarity of yourself versus, okay, so Tyler, like, let me give you an example. Tyler the whole is what you see now, right? But Tyler, the subsystem parts of Tyler is what? His heart, his lungs, heart, lungs, pancreas, you know, all that shit. You got all these parts, right? And all those parts have to be able to function in order for Tyler to be Tyler. So all you're doing is, I'm not saying break down the heart and the lung, but what you're doing is that in the mind, and what you're doing is that you're beginning to train yourself on how you need to be when the moment hits, because there's no Twix commercial. Because everybody, like, you've seen that Twix commercial where the guy has a problem. He pulls out a Twix and freezes time. They have a chance to think. In the game, there you have no time to think. There you have no time to think. It's all about moving and knowing. So that's what I'm saying. But anything else you got, Tyler?
No, that's it, man. I'm just listening in the background. Thanks.
All right, I'll throw you back in. Thank you, Tyler, for the call. All right, so... guys, the lines are open. I apologize. Gave you all the wrong number. The number is 563-999-3056. And I promise next time we up, we'll have the number somewhere on here where it's stuck, where y'all can see it versus it just scrolling. So if y'all have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered. But we're chopping up and we're talking about four or your four. And why is this is kind of like one of the most important things that most of you guys have always failed. Again, three more days. A lot of people are going to be on their fives and sixes and their 12s and their 20s and whatever. And they're not going to be on their four, because what they're going to do is they're going to look for an outside source or an outside reason to try to cover up their truth. And that's the biggest problem that a lot of young men are having today, especially when it comes to women. This is why we say there isn't no such thing as women being in the game, because when you are on your four in everything that you do, then she is just coming into your world. She isn't your world. She's just a visitor that's coming on in. And if she behaves, she can stay for a little while. And if she acts up, she can get the fuck right on out. But that's the power that I'm trying to show you guys that you have. And it's something that a lot of people can't believe in. A lot of people can't see themselves having that kind of strength and that power to maintain your four. And that's what it's all about. See, maintaining and creating your four is going to give you everything you want without you lying to yourself and saying that you want it. How many times have you told yourself, I want confidence, let me read this book, and you're still the same motherfucker? I want to get over fear, and I'm going to watch this video, and I'm still, you can't, it will never work that way, gentlemen. It will never work, okay? But one thing that can work is that, see, when she's never met you before, that's when you become a mystery. When you separate yourself from everybody else based off of you standing on your square and doing what you do versus what the next man does, this is where the mysterious comes in at, where she's saying, to you, you're mysterious. I mean, what is it about you? There's something about you. Can't put my finger on it. And then she gets excited to talk to you on the phone. She looks forward to talking to you. She reaches out more to you than you do her, because she's like, holy shit, I think I really truly have a unicorn here. Because even though you're on your fours, and we'll move to some of the other fours. Let's move to some of the other fours, because I'm just trying to show you the difference, okay? We went all the way down. We went all the way across, okay? So now, then you could take you and add you before, you during, and you after. Those are different fours. But you must be four. You must be this. If you see this is what your end game should look like. You should have fours all across the board. All across the board. Four in every single category. But I'm telling you, if there is one category that does not have four, it is going to have a ripple effect on everything else. And that is why a lot of guys are always having problems. You know, that's what, you always hear those guys. You remember some of those guys saying, well, I know how to, wait, what did they usually say? Okay, I know how to talk to women, but I just don't know what to, I just don't know what to text. Or I'm good at face-to-face interaction, I just don't know what to say on the phone. You know when they always say that? This is what it is. See, they don't understand they're the common, you are the common denominator in all I'm showing you. Not me, but you. You are the common denominator, okay? That's what's important here. Let me grab this question here, okay? Let's see here. Say a woman is in school and you tell her to focus on school. Does that mean you're looking out for her? And she responds, I can respect that. Well, Bees, here's the problem, man. Here's the problem, Bees. Why you're not on your, you're not, okay. What is your reason? Tell, I mean, if you can, I mean, please reply back, my brother. This is why y'all guys go wrong with women. Y'all are too busy. 2 + 2 = 12 or fucking 50. You're always trying to sidebar, backdoor, or wiggle your way in somehow, some way by trying to get the woman to like you, and that's the problem. See, I'm not going to tell her to fucking focus on school. Why? I mean, but you got to give me more. I need more information because I don't understand why you're saying that to her. If a woman stays in school and you tell her to focus on school, does that mean you're looking out for her? Looking out for what? But see, this, okay, what I'm saying is that same energy you're putting into that goddamn woman, you should be putting into yourself first. Fuck her. And I don't mean to say like mean, guys, but, you know, I'm just saying that. Fuck her, you know what I mean? Because you're not focused on your four. Are you saying this because you want to be her best friend? You want to hang out with her? You want to take bubble baths with her? What is your four with this woman? Because if your four is sex, this is not good. Because you're off. You're way off. Your time. I keep telling you, there's so many fours that I can't necessarily give you all the fours because there's just so many of them. But even in what you're doing, let me show you. Remember, I told you guys this. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can find that shit. But guys, y'all want to call in? The lines are open. If you got a question, just put a Q. Remember, I told you, your time is a fixed four, meaning that, remember, there's fixed and flexible, but your time is a fixed four, meaning that what you're doing is wasting your fucking time. Why would you waste your time telling her to stay? What is that? What is that? Tell me. I mean, just, and again, listen, there's nothing wrong with you. I'm not failing you, but I'm trying to get you to see where you're fucking up. Explain to me, okay? Follow me on this. Before I answer this question for you, hold on. Let me show you this. Listen to me, young man. Listen. This is why what I'm showing you is crucial in the game. Because what I am asking you is your why. Why in the fuck are you telling her to stay in school? And what does staying in school have to do with your four? It doesn't. But you got to be able to explain yourself. But if you can't do it, this is why you're messing up, okay? Okay, there you go. You answered the question. I got you. Let me answer this. I say that because we were supposed to go on a trip, and she said she had school, and I told her to focus on school. No, what? Okay. Let me ask you a question. Who is she? Dude, call in. Just call in, because I'm trying to prevent you from fucking up. Why is she special enough to go on a trip? Why are you taking her on a trip? This is what I'm saying to y'all guys. Y'all, what's the purpose of going on a trip with her? Why even go on a trip with her? Why do y'all, I mean, you gotta call in. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys. This ain't for. Look, she said because she was, we were supposed to go on a trip. But then she said she had school. So I told her to focus on school. Then she said, I can respect that. No, I wouldn't take anybody on a trip. That's where you're fucking up. You're probably, this is like a 4+3. You're like a 7. It's like a 7. This ain't a 4. But here's the thing. Problem is that she's showing you that she's not really interested in you. Because let me tell you the funny thing about technology and what women can do. If she really wanted to go on a trip with you, she can bring her fucking books. Like while y'all are driving to your destination, flying to your destination, or on a boat, she can have her books and her laptop because everything's connected to the World Wide Web and she's connected to her school. So apparently, she's not that interested in you. And the fact that you're letting it slide shows her that, see, she's standing on her four more than you're standing on yours. Does that make any sense? Bees, just call in. Let's talk, Bees. I'm trying to help you. You shouldn't be in this position. This is a bad position to be in. Would you say that there are many levels of the game? Is there levels of, well, the denial is infinite. The levels of game is infinite and denial is infinite. So they're both two different sides of the spectrum. Most of you guys are living in the infinite world of denial because you keep trying to find ways to try to say I'm not good enough, okay? All right, so that's what I'm saying. But Bees, call in, brother. I got you, man. Just call in and let's chop it up, brother, because I'm trying to understand where you're coming from in this, because you're fucking up bad, man. Who is this woman? And why are you taking her on a trip? How long have you known her for? And what the fuck has she done to deserve a trip? And the fact that you're offering her a trip and then she's giving you reasons why she can't make it shows that she's not really interested in you. But a lot of us don't want to look in the mirror and see. Because if she was interested in you, let me tell you, she would grab her books, she would grab her laptop, and she would spend time with you. But let me tell you where you were wrong. Now, peep game, gentlemen. This is how deep game is. She didn't go wrong. You went wrong because you just reinforced her four. You just reinforced why she should not mess with you by telling her to be focused on school. That's like a pouting thing, man. That's what I'm saying, guys. This is what I'm trying to get all you young men to overstand in the game. Y'all have got to stop beating around the bush. You got to stop trying to come from the left or the right, walk on eggshells, or try to backdoor your way in by thinking, Bees. Now, because I hope you call in, because I'd like to talk to you. I would like to get some information. But you are part of the judgment of trying to fit into what you think her narrative is. And the fact that you told her that, you know, it's focused on your school, because in your mind, until you can just call in and talk to me, you're saying that if I tell you to focus on your school and try to make your school a priority, then you're going to like me a little bit more. And that's not how this shit works. That's why you guys go wrong. 609, I hope that's you, Bees. Bees, is this you, big dog?
Yeah, it is, man.
How you doing, Bees? Thank you for calling in. How you doing, my brother?
You're welcome. How you doing, Uncle Steve?
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I'm not going to tear your neck off. I just need clarity. How long have you known this woman for?
I've known this girl for over 8 years, man.
Okay, you've known her for 8 years. So why aren't you fucking? Why? Okay, you're trying to get a relationship with it. What are you trying to get with this person?
Well, I'm trying to get in a relationship, but we was talking for like 8 years ago, but then like, you know, we wasn't talking for like 8 years, and we just like rekindled.
Okay, you rekindle, but does she deserve a trip?
Okay, wait,
peep game. A trip where? Where y'all going, my brother? Where y'all going?
We're gonna go to Virginia Beach.
Okay, so go to Virginia Beach. Now, this is where y'all now again, I'm trying to save you from agony, hurt, pain, and being pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Because There was nothing in this conversation between y'all. Now, maybe y'all go to Virginia, but you know what going to Virginia to her means? That means we're going to be in the same hotel together, fucking. And that's why she ain't going with you, because she doesn't want to give you the false impression that you're going to have sex with her if you go to Virginia. If you take her to Virginia, you're going to be sleeping in the bed. It's going to be like some pillows between y'all, or you're going to sleep on the couch or the floor or something, or she's going to ask for her own room or double beds, and you're going to get pissed. You'll be like, man, I spent all this motherfucking money on this, and this bitch, you see what I'm saying? I'm trying to avoid all that, because what you're doing is you're wasting your time, and you're beating around the bush with her. Does that make any sense, my brother?
Yeah, it do make sense.
Yeah. So it's, and again, look, dog, I got love for you. You know, I appreciate you calling in, but this is why I'm trying to save you, man, because here's the thing, man. These women, listen, let me tell you about these women. When they want it, they will find a fucking way. I promise you. And I promise you that the hotel, motel, a Holiday Inn, just singing the rap. No, but wherever you take them, wherever you take them, my brother, guess what? It's going to have Wi-Fi cable, which means that she has access to anything online she needs to do where she can bring her books and study and still spend time with you. See that? That's if there was really interest. But what you did was she gave you an excuse. And what you did, unfortunately, is you reinforced. Okay, well, you know, if you're studying, then, you know, get your school out. She doesn't want to hear that. What she wants to hear is, why are you wasting my motherfucking time? See, this is why I think we should go ahead and leave each other alone, because you know what? I want a woman that knows what she wants, and apparently you don't know what you want, which is telling me you're not the person for me. So when you're ready to know what you want, get back at, oh, you fucking asshole. But do you see the difference in that? You see the difference, Beast?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
And the difference is, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm not trying to be a jerk. But I'm saying is, I don't want to waste time. Does that make any sense, my brother? I don't want to waste my time. I don't care if you want to let me tell you about that rekindle bullshit. All that rekindle bullshit is just her feeling good about herself. And she knows that she can play a damsel in distress or play ignorant and come back and, you know what, hey, I'm just checking back and let's talk and all this other stuff. And here you are, you trying to, okay, look, you're trying to go to Virginia to fuck. Am I correct? You thinking, if I go to Virginia, right? Come on, let's be honest. You're going, that's
word,
what you're going
word,
for, right?
Word,
right.
Word,
now,
word.
And this, no, again, it's all good. No, no, listen, this is not to knock you. I'm just trying to get you to understand what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
See, let me ask this question. When you offer her the trip to Virginia, you just offered her the trip to Virginia, right? Thinking that she knows that if we go to Virginia, we fucking. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is her play that if she has, that she can use on you to just knock you off your square. Here's the play. You grab her, y'all go to Virginia. You drive, I don't know, fucking all, over rivers, through woods, and all that shit to get to Virginia. You get to Virginia, y'all hanging out on the beach, having a great time. Then it's like later on that night, and then you try to make a move. It's, oh, what are you doing? Stop. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? I thought we were friends. I thought we were just going to hang out. Why are you pushing it? And why are you? You see what I'm saying? They're smart enough to play dumb, but they're smart enough to get resources out of you and still play dumb. And then make you feel, because again, you never kept it a buck with her. You never was honest with her. You just said, let's go to Virginia, thinking she can read between the lines. And let me tell you, she is reading between the lines. But here's the problem. The fact that she's not going and she's using school as an excuse, because let me say, are y'all going to Virginia on the weekend?
Yeah, it was.
So please tell my ignorant ass, I'll say ignorant ass, when is there school on the weekend? When, I know, it ain't.
Okay. So if there's no school on the weekend, she's full of motherfucking shit. That's the problem. When's the last time you talked to her?
Yesterday.
Okay, what did y'all talk about?
We talked about just like how our holidays was.
Oh, wait. Do you understand when I say that you're taking bubble baths with your clothes on? Why are you talking about, okay, what does your holiday to do with her facing a pillow and her ass up in the air? Tell me. What does that have to do with it? So here's the million-dollar question. Then why are you talking about something that has nothing to do with your four? Okay, I know you're four, and I'm not judging. I understand. You're four. You want to smash, right?
Right? Yeah.
But look at what you're doing. And it goes back, gentlemen, to the chart that I'm showing you guys live and air, but I want everybody to see what I'm showing you. You're again, your before, during, and after is not a four. Your skills, not a four. The way you're communicating, not a four. Not trusting yourself to ask for what you want, not a four. So this is why I'm saying that this is the end result that you're getting, because you're creating it. But let me explain how cold she is. Women are smart enough to let you build the house made out of straw and sticks and make you think it's made out of bricks. She is allowing you to dig a hole, because guess what the out is? You never told me you were interested in me. I thought we were just friends. I mean, hey, we just got done talking about the holidays. We just got done talking about how I spent my holidays and all the other stuff. You're creating the out for her whenever she feels pressure of having to push you aside and get rid of you or something. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
So why are you talking to her about your holidays?
Well, she brung it up like it wasn't me, but.
But what?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, like she brung up, like, you know, how's, like, your holidays, so I'm like.
Okay, let's look at it again. Controlling the conversation. Yeah. Who's gonna see? Listen. This is how important I'm showing you guys your four is in standing on your square, and this is why a lot of guys. And then listen, this is no knock on you, because I appreciate you giving it, talking to me and everything. But this is why a lot of guys go wrong, because they don't understand that they have got to stand on everything, every thought, in every move, every text message. Voicemail, everything you say to her must not only be a well thought thing, right? But it also has to position to a during and an after, meaning that you are trying to move her where? Where are you trying to move towards? You have got to lead her towards that next four. But right now you don't have a four. So you're just leading her to sevens and tens and twelves. You see what I'm saying? You're never leading her towards your four. And that's why she's doing what she's doing. But see, a lot of young men have never got this deep of the game, because they always thought that it's just a woman. But if you just take a moment and look at what you have done, you have created what you're dealing with right now, because now, and don't get me wrong, you don't know what you don't know, and it's fine, it's fair. You know, I'm not saying you knew that, but right, it's all love. But what I'm saying is that a lot of guys think. Remember, I told you about the judgments. Okay, think about the judgments.
Yeah.
Remember, there's a judgment of self. I'm too short, too ugly, whatever you say bad about yourself. That's that judgment.
Yeah, you're putting weight on yourself.
Yeah, you put right, and then you see a woman. Mm-hmm. And look, the second judgment
nobody talks about it. I'm just, the second judgment is when you see her, you're automatically thinking, you can read her mind by saying, she's the kind of woman that will like, she looks like she likes guys that have muscles. She looks like the kind of woman that dates guys that have money, which then goes back to your first judgment of saying, well, damn, I ain't got the money and I don't got the look. And I just can't get the girl. And look what you're saying to yourself. You haven't even talked to the woman, right? But then the third judgment is where you're at as well, because you think by telling her to work on your schoolwork, which is, oh my God, you telling her to work on her schoolwork, you think that you're trying to fit what you think. Now, maybe you're not doing it, but subconsciously, this is what's going on. You're thinking that I be the good guy and say, I understand we're not going to trip, and gosh darn it, you just stay in school and I'm going to support you while you're in school. And even though school is not is not going on the weekend, I'm still going to support you going to school. Right? Yeah. But she's saying, I respect that. She doesn't respect that. Because you have never demanded the respect that you should have as a man. Because you're not what you're beating around the fucking bush. And instead of right, yeah, like for instance, when you go to McDonald's, again, I'll tell you, when I go to McDonald's, you know, I like to be smooth with it. I just don't order shit. I get to the lady to count. I like to all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion, and sesame seed bun, number one. That is no more, right? It's a Big Mac, right? But I'm asking for what I want. I'm asking for what I want. I'm standing on my floor. Listen, I am not going to waste my time. You know what I'm trying to do. And if you're not down, that's cool. But see, the thing, remember, being mysterious is the thing that draws her to you. Showing her that you're willing to walk away draws her to you, because the average motherfucker doesn't do that. The average guy, and I'm not going to call you average, I'm saying the average guy is understanding. Mm-hmm. I understand that you have work, or I understand that you got to chase the Loch Ness Monster this weekend, and I understand that you got to go hunting for Bigfoot this weekend and everything. You know, all the fucking shit that they make up. No. Right, AG, because I bet on me, I put all the chips in the middle of the goddamn table, because I'm betting on me all the time. And listen, I got to win.
Is it I'm going to win? Is it I'm going to win or I'm going to lose?
No. You don't lose. See, you win, though, even when you lose, because you're standing on your... Okay, brother. What a lot of guys don't understand, and it goes back to the four. Let's go back to the four. I mean, I'm just telling the girls why I'm talking to you. You win even when she says no, because this is the victory. The victory is in, you know why you're doing what you're doing. That's what makes you a winner. You're defending your position. That's what makes you a winner. You're not changing what it is you want. This is what I want, and if you ain't giving it to me, I'm gone. And then you're able to express it. So regardless of the result, you don't lose. You don't lose when you are all about you. But that's when they want to get at you, because then you're playing by a different set of rules. Because the average guy, or what you're doing right now, that's what the average guy is doing. Because he thinks by being a gentleman, right? By being a gentleman and being a good guy and being understanding that, you know what, she's going to see that. You know what? I'm not like those assholes. I'm a good guy. No, man, fuck that. No. Uh-uh. No. Remember I told you, did you ever remember I told you the story about Mickey Mouse? Or have you heard that story yet?
I don't think I heard that story.
Okay. I tell you, Mickey Mouse, look, every morning you should be saying, thank you, Mickey. You should say, thank you, Mickey Mouse, because Mickey Mickey has done us a huge favor. He's done, and he did it at a young age, and it's perfect. It's, I can't tell you how great it is. What Mickey did is he put out Walt Disney fucking movies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when little girls watch those Walt Disney movies, when they were young, they were all about the hero, right? The knight in shining armor, the good guy. Oh, that's what I want, right? Which rolls into what? I want the fairy tale. What, you know, they want the fairy tale movie, right?
Fairy tale story.
Mm-hmm. All right, right. But you see, the thing is, there's another side of the story. Now, that only I, nobody, again, before I break this down to y'all, my dogs, get your crayons out. Let me put that up there. Nobody on YouTube is talking about what I am talking about. This is strictly from us. Had to put that up there. Now, mm-hmm. I want you to understand how deep this is. Even though Mickey was teaching her about the good guy, what do you think Mickey did on a subconscious level? Because there are there not two individuals in that story? Are there not two? your light bulb, right. So while she on the surface was, oh my God, the knight in shining armor. Oh, I want the fairy tale. I want to be a princess and all that silly shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Subconsciously, think about the bad guy. What was he? He always saw the big picture. He always was strategic. He had vision, direction, discipline. He didn't give a fuck. He went for what he wanted to go for. Now, please understand, the girls don't understand it at that point. But do you understand when they get older and they get that fairy tale shit out their system? What do you think? Why do you think they're so drawn to the bad boy? Because it's the bad boy that when it comes to fucking and sex, that he's going to move some motherfucking furniture in her mind. Not on the physical, in her mind.
Yeah.
Because the bad boy, like the bad guy in the Mickey Mouse thing, focuses on results, drives results, likes to get things done, acting decisively, taking ownership, not giving a fuck. But think about every Disney movie. Because I tell you guys, don't believe me. You remember them Disney movies. There was always an asshole in that motherfucker. There was always he always lost. But let me show you how it works, because Mickey's smart. See, mm-hmm. Mickey is smart enough to bring in young girls at a young age that are impressionable to other young girls, right? But Mickey knows there's a time limit, because he knows when they get towards 17 and 18 or 16, they're going to start acting the fuck out. They're going to start acting out. Think about Britney Spears, Hannah Montana, Lizzie McGuire. You go down the list of all the Mouseketeers or whatever the fuck you call them. They all acting the fuck out. What's that chick? Genie in the Bottle. I forgot her name. But Christy Aguilera.
Yeah,
All of them, right? Because what is bubbling was always below the surface. And that was, yes, I want the fairy tale, but I also want that guy, the unattainable, the guy that is all about himself, the guy that doesn't give a fuck, the guy that wants to conquer. That's what Mickey did for us. So what he did for all the women all over the world, he has set us up perfectly. Why do you think they're drawn to the asshole? Because subconsciously, what do you think they've been being fed from, I guess, 6, 7, 8, 9? What do you mean? Snow White, Cinderella, fucking all of goddamn Lion Kings, and you name any Disney movie, and all these women have been indoctrinated with good guy and bad boy. It's just when they start learning about their sexuality, they don't want good guy. Because what does good guy do? What do you think the number one thing a good guy is going to do?
Listen to what they say.
Judge them. Judge them. Oh, my God, I can't believe that you're so nasty. And why would you want to have sex in the alleyway? Oh, my God, you can't get up. You suck my penis in the elevator. That's unsanitary. Do you think that she wants that? But what do you think brings that out? What do you think? Okay, if that's deep in her mind, what do you think the Disney Channel and all these TV shows, movies, and romance novels do? They bring us to light by showing her that we are the unattainable. The good guys, they're all over the place. But what does every show, I mean, you look at all the shows, How I Met Your Mother, you look at 90210, even fucking Saved by the Bell. You look at any of these shows, they always had the asshole. Every show, it's like every book, always had an asshole. That's a womanizer. He's a straight womanizer. Now, you know, TV, they get these motherfuckers to, you know, cupcake and all that other bullshit. But what I'm saying is that the mindset of the guy that is mysterious comes out because he is what she wants, because she can't understand him. She can't understand why he does what he does. She can't put a finger on it. She doesn't understand why he's always predictable. One day he's this way, the next day he's that way. I was just as soon as I thought I figured him out, he just changed up on me. But they love that shit, because while she's feeling that, she's also being lured into his sexual side. Because remember, caller, the way you are outside the bedroom is the same way they're going to perceive you in the bedroom. So, caller, let me ask you the million-dollar question. How do you think you're being perceived? And 619, I got you next. How do you think you're being succeed? How do you think she's seeing you, 609, when you're telling her, it's okay, we don't have to do the trip. Now you study, you know, and make sure you drink some warm milk and eat that cookie and you tuck yourself in the bed and get some rest, and we'll. I mean, you see what I'm saying? That's how it seems. Sound.
What do you think
she's thinking? If I go to Virginia with this guy, what am I getting out of it? Is he really gonna move some furniture? Is he making me wet? Or is he the guy? Is it okay if I take my penis and put it in your vagina? I mean, that's what she's. So she's saying, you know what? I got to go. My mom got abducted by aliens, and I can't. You know, she's coming up with excuses. But you have just reinforced what she was thinking when you said study. I don't want that. Okay, brother. I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. I don't want her to be in love with me. I damn sure don't want her to respect me. Because, hey, you actually think she's going to be a whore to someone she respects? Because you know that guy's going to judge her. You see what I'm saying? She'll be like, 609, I want you to swing off a thing and take your dick and smack me in my face a few times. And then when she's like, you'd be like, well, why would I do that? I mean, wouldn't that hurt if I take my dick and smack you in your face? I mean, you know, that's what she's thinking. She's like, oh, my God, it's dry. But does that make sense what I'm saying, though, my brother?
Yeah, it does.
But see, this is where the game comes in at. And this is why, like I'm showing all you young men out there, please get y'all notebooks and all this other stuff, because we're breaking things down. If you're just joining us, get your notebooks out. We're talking about your four right now. We're talking about your square. This is a piece of a blueprint to show you why you are where you're at based off of what you're doing before, during, and after your interactions with women, on how you see yourself, your skills that you have, how you communicate, and how you trust yourself in these scenarios. So this is, gentlemen, nobody's breaking this down. This should answer your million-dollar question to why I'm not doing this right and why this isn't working. But 609. So listen, next time you talk to her, don't call her. Don't message her. And let her call you and say, you know, hey, where you been? I haven't heard from you in a while. Oh, well, I figure since you're in school, since you want to do your school on the weekend, that you really wasn't interested in me anyway. So I just let you go because I don't listen. The last thing I want to do, ready, is waste your time or my time. And I see that you didn't want to go to Virginia with me, and I respect that. But I don't like wasting my time. I'm not that guy, man. But again, I know it sounds unorthodox. I know you might feel like you're hurting her feelings, but you ain't hurting her feelings, man. You're not hurting her feelings. You got to be that fucking asshole. You got to be that asshole. And you know what makes you an asshole? You know what makes you an asshole? Is that you can say no. That's what see, people think you got to wear a leather jacket or kick fucking cats or something and ride a motorcycle or some shit to be an asshole. That doesn't make you an asshole. What makes you an asshole is you standing on what you are and who you are. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it do.
Okay. All right. So let me get, I got to grab another call, but I'll throw you in. But if you got anything else, but good call. Okay, brother. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Uncle Steve.
Now I got you, man. Respect, man. I'm glad you asked that question, man, because I didn't want you. Hey, dog, the last thing I want you to do is go to Virginia with your dick hard and a motherfucker. Then she's like, well, you know, I don't understand. I thought we were just friends. You're like, motherfucker, man. God damn it. I'm wasting all this money. I'm trying to avoid all that bullshit, man. 619, sir. How can I help you? What's up?
Hey, yeah. So, Ism, I really need you right now. I got a scenario that's happening with me with this broad, right? So
I've been knowing
the broad ever since April, okay?
Okay.
Now this broad is a multi-millionaire. I done been to her house, 10 bedroom, 5 bath place over here in San Diego where I'm at.
You know what I'm saying?
So let me just run down about her so you got to get an understanding
about
her.
Before you do, are you watching live? You watching the show live?
I was watching it.
All right. All right. Well, I'm gonna show those that are watching live where you have already fucked up. All right.
Okay.
Hold on, let me say this.
Okay.
All right. Wait. I'm going to just put. All right. It is. You fucked up because all you're doing is telling me what she does. You're not telling me who the bitch is. And I say this with love. Fuck her money. Fuck her fame, fortune, and all this stuff. She still can get on her fucking knees and suck a dick just like a poor woman. So,
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Right. But this is what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to get you to do is get out of the – you just don't understand. You just created a judgment because you're telling me the story of the things that she's accumulated, thinking that because she's accumulated those things, she's special. No, she's not.
No. I never said she was special, but you ain't let me finish what I was saying.
Wait a second. I got you. No, but I'm just trying to get you to understand something. Listen, this is what I'm trying to say. I want you to just listen to what you were saying. You met this woman, and then you started telling me about how much money she has and money.
Right, because because that's a part of the question why I called. Let me just explain this. Me getting a woman is like water coming out of the faucet. I could get them 10 if I want each day, if I want.
Okay.
That's neither here or there.
What's your question? What's up?
Okay, so... Just hear me out. So I met her in April. We vibing 3 months in. She says to me, hey, don't be surprised if I give you $100,000 in cash in a briefcase, right? She said it took 3 times in her pool late at night, right? So I'm like, oh, okay, this person don't seem like she's the type of individual that would, you know, make up anything like that, right? So, you know, so she knows that I own a motorcycle or whatever, right? And my bike was in the shop. She's like, yeah, where your bike at? I was like, yeah, they had it for a while. You know, I just wanted to get it done right or whatever, right? Blase, blase. So she took me to Catalina Island, flew me in a helicopter. We went over there, all expense paid, because I don't pay for nothing, I don't even pull out my wallet for nobody. Okay, so she's been spending bread on me. Okay, so we in Catalina Island.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Okay, I'm trying to get to it. So we in Catalina Island, and this is August now. Okay, so when we in Catalina Island, the last night we stand there, I say to her, "Hey, listen, let me ask you a question." I said, "Listen, you remember when you said you're going to give me that $100,000 in a briefcase with the handcuffs?" I said, "Yo, was you just playing with me, or was you just fucking with me mentally, yo?" And she said, "Well, you know, you said something about your bike. Your bike was, you know, was in the shop and shit and whatever. And you know, I wouldn't mind buying you a bike." I said, "No, it's not about my bike, yo." I said, "You said that you was going to do that. Like, was you just bullshitting?" Make a long story short, she said it was about the bike, right? But if I needed a bike, she'd buy me a brand new bike, right? Yeah. So I was about to cut the bitch off, period, because I'm thinking, look, you done lied to me. You done told me you're going to give me $100,000, whatever. You know, my thing is about your word, okay? So I was going to cut her off, but then I said to myself, well, she's very well off. And I added up all 10 of the other bitches that I'm fucking with, and I could add all 10 of them bitches up, and the money ain't adding up to what I'm dealing with her, right? So I said, well, fuck it. I'm going to hold on to her. And she told me she loved me and all that, whatever. What's your thing?
What's your question?
How can I get that bread up out of her?
Okay. If we're looking at the bread as your four, okay? The question is it's very simple. Why don't you just ask for it? Okay. As an ex-whore.
Okay, wait, hold on. Hold on for a second. She just closed the day. Just sold the house because she's been married for 25 years. I promise her everything. Just sold it today. Escrow closed today, the 28th. Closed today. Today it closed. So $3 million is in that account right now, and she got another little spot where I just want to know.
Okay, but why are you in her bank account? Why are you in her bank account though? Why are you in something that's none of your business though?
Well, this is the thing. I'm not in her bank account. Is this the
you're
point
talking
that
about escrow and selling?
Right. Let me ask you this. What I'm saying is, she already said she was going to give me $100,000, right? How would you maneuver that? How would you maneuver? Because look, I own my own business. I got my own shit. But one thing, you know, when I'm dealing with a woman, you know, all I want is the truth. I don't want nobody playing no games with me, telling me this, you know, selling me a dream, because that's the last thing I want to do is have somebody sell me a dream. So if a woman told you she was going to give you the $100,000, right, how would you maneuver that? That's what I'm calling.
Okay. If she said that she was going to give me money, and I've had some of them offer me money, what I'm saying is that I wouldn't take it. Because taking that money, you're saying you own me. Because you're not – see, it's one thing for her to give it to you because she's really crazy.
She wants you to have it. Right.
But you sound like you want her – you want to bring it up to her. So if you want to bring it up, ask her. But I'm letting you know, once you do this, she's going to think you're in it for the money then.
I tell y'all leave the money alone.
You have your own money, but don't bring up money to somebody who has money. See, the thing as a whore and a slut, a gigolo, you don't talk about — it's an unwritten rule — you don't discuss money. You never talk about money. When you're setting something up and they you get passed around, they know that they're gonna come off some ends. But you can negotiate a payment plan if we're spending time together. But for something like this, you don't ask, because when she sees the value in you, that's when she's just going to give it without you asking. Okay.
Right. Exactly. That was the reason for my call, because I wasn't going to ask her. I just wanted your opinion on how you would move, and you told me.
Because I know my wife, but what I say for you, okay, and this is important for, because I got to get back to the show. What I'm saying to you is this.
Right.
Whatever your four is, okay, remember, this goes back to what I showed you earlier. Whatever your four is, make sure you know why you're doing what you're doing. Make sure you can defend that position. You stand on whatever you're going to do, and you're able to express it to her with realizing that if I say this to you, I might lose you, okay? So that's important. So whatever you want to do, I'm not here to tell. Listen, I just told you, if you want it that bad, ask. I'm not saying you want it bad. I'm just saying that that's your choice. You can either ask for what you want, and there's going to be a repercussion, or you just leave it alone and don't. When you're dealing with women with money, the number one thing that they want to make sure is that you're not in there for the money.
For the money,
They want to make sure that you are genuinely interested in them, even if they had a penny in their bank account. And once they remember the trust, remember there's no trust, and then there's trust, and then there's sexual trust. So once she begins to really, really trust you and trust that you're not in it to try to get money out of her, that's when they start giving you more money, because they're really paying homage. They're giving rolling fruit at your throne and kissing your ass.
Because I know you got to go, because I watch you all the time. But this is the thing. What she does is, she told me everything. You know how people ain't supposed to tell you everything? She told me down to the last penny. You see what I'm saying? Because she trusts me. And she loved me.
But I've had women tell me everything, and then later on they say, you know what? This is what I love about you. I just needed to see. Because, women that have money, or wealthy women, they have to vet you to make sure that you're actually in it for them versus the money. And they have their own ways of vetting people. So her telling you all that stuff, and again, because it sounded like you was about to slip and ask for it, but her telling you.
No, I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't, okay. But go ahead. Yeah.
What were you saying? But her telling you that, okay, all I'm saying is that, women do that. You know what I mean? Women have a way of moving. You see, does that make any sense? Way of testing to see if you're really into them for them. Okay, my brother?
Right.
Okay. You
answer my question. That's why I didn't even say nothing. I just wanted your perspective on it. And what you said was golden. You said, listen, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, she's going to give it to you. I ain't even going to ask.
Right. You don't have to ask. No, you have to ask. Okay. Wait, how old are you? How old are you, big dog?
33.
Okay, you're 33. So back in, what is it, 1983. So how was I in 83? I'm 50. 83. Do the math. Well, I'm 70. I'm born in 74, 83. So I was like 13 or 14. Wait, 70, 80, 10, 12. I like 12. I think it was 12. Okay, so around it. Okay. My mentor, I used to be a huge Michael Jackson fan. I used to wear, like, when I used to break dance, I wore the glitter glove. Don't judge me.
Right.
So one day my mentor told me to watch this fucking movie with this dude that wears fucking boots or high heels and he plays a guitar, right? Now, he shut me down on the high heel thing because he educated me on something. Did you know men wore high heels first? Did you know that? I'm not saying this to wear heels, but I'm saying back in the I think the French club back in the day, the aristocrats used to wear heels, and then they just swinged over to women, whatever. But that wasn't the point. But what I was saying when I saw this movie, there was so much game in Purple Rain because all he did was when he have you ever seen Purple Rain? Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen it, but I could watch it. That's like, you know,
watch that. Peep game. So the bitch is at the mall, right? So he said, "Give me that." You know, he told her to get her chain, right? So he walks to let me tell you what he did. All he did was look. He walked over to the window. In that window was a white cloud guitar, and he was just looking at it. That's all he did. He didn't ask for it. He didn't beg for it or anything. Okay. He just looked at it and rolled the fuck out. When she got her first check, didn't even pay her bills. She said, "I need to go buy a guitar." She went with her first grip of money, bought the guitar, brought it to him. Now, he did smack the fuck out of her afterwards, but that's a whole different thing. But she brought him. But what my mentor was teaching me is that when you have value, they will bring the gifts to you. That's what I'm saying. Like Christmas time, they buy you gifts. Valentine's Day, they take you out. So what I'm saying is that you don't have to ask. When she sees that there is value in you, like what am I getting out of this man? Okay, what am I getting out of this man? And then it goes back to the fours. She's getting something before, the during, and the after, okay? And what I mean by the during, okay, guys, we're talking about the before, it's how you put your bid in, but like I've always showed you, this is an example of a during. A during is, like I've always told you, it's all about how she feels, not when she's with you. It's how she's thinking about you when she's not around. So that's a during. But then the after is the fantasizing and all that other stuff. So there are levels to this, but what I'm saying is you don't have to ask. You don't have, because again, you didn't even bring up the money. She brought it up, but I just want to make sure, and I'm not saying you are, just make sure you don't make it about the money because I don't know if it's a test or not. You see what I'm saying, my brother?
Right, exactly. No, I definitely get it. And let me just say this, I'm going to let you go. Women have been paying me all my life. They've been paying me all my life. Like this ain't I'm talking about at least 10 women. Like, I have one give me 25 grand, 5 grand, bought me a bike, take me here, take me there. Like I say, I don't pull out nothing when I'm with a woman who dealing with me. Not a dime. And I don't deal with no sisters.
Okay. It's all love. No, yeah, but, hey, but no, I appreciate the call, man. We'll throw you back
thank
in.
You.
But yeah, man. Hey, man, yeah, hey,
thank
stay
you.
Up.
Thank
man.
You, my brother. Thank you. Love.
All right, thank you, sir. Love, respect. All right, guys, this is the man mindset. Guys, we got 21 minutes before the phone calls, guys. We're going to do 3 hours. We're going to chop it up. But what we're doing today, if you're just joining us, we are talking about how your standard is. And the important thing for all you guys that are listening to us, what we want to do is we want to show you a perspective that you've never seen or even thought about before. What we're doing right here on today's show is we are trying to answer the million-dollar question that you're always having of why not me or what am I doing wrong or how is it I have confidence in my home, but when I get around her, I get fear, anxiety, excuses, and all this other stuff. And what I'm trying to tell all you guys that are listening, as long as you stand on your four and learn about who you are and how you move, there's going to be a shift, okay? I don't know when because I'm not you. I can't tell you when that is. But what I can tell you is when you stop focusing on trying to get over fear, when you stop focusing on trying to get confidence, when you stop focusing on that bullshit, how many days? 3 days when that ball drops, you're like, oh, my God, this is going to be my year. Don't do it. Focus on your four. Your four is your standard, your square, how you live. Your four are your laws, your rules, your codes, your principles, your narrative, your vision statement, your mission statement. Your, not mine, but your. But I'm trying to show you through your four is how you can have it all because you're not playing by the rules of the average guy who doesn't see what you're learning today. And that's what we're talking about today. But guys, I got questions. I got y'all covered. Let me answer a few of these questions real quick before we keep going. Here's a question right here. when a woman is first dealing with me, it'd be strictly fucking. I like to take women to different venues because I want to experience new things. Christian, that's not your four. That's terrible. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. No. Brother. When you get this down right, I promise you, and I know it's going to sound weird, but I promise you, I'm going to tell you two calls you're going to get real quick. I'm going to give you two calls you're going to get. I kind of talked about a little bit on the Cario show with Cario. There are two things you're going to get. One is you're going to get dressed, let's go, I have a surprise for you. And she's going to take you to a venue because she wants to spend time with you, and she knows that there are other women and there's competition, so she's trying to prove her worth and value to you. That's over there, okay? Then you have the ones that make high five, six-figure, and low-figure salaries. We're talking about accountants, doctors, lawyers, just motherfuckers that's caked up. Those are the ones that's going to be doing things a little bit different because they have to make sure that their reputation is not going to get dragged through the public. You know, they're in charity organizations. They're feeding the homeless. They're doing all these things, and some of them married and some of them aren't, but they want to make sure that if they're with somebody that is trustworthy enough. And I want you guys, because I know, like I told you guys before, and I've always said that, write it down and look it up. Because I know a lot of y'all guys only heard about Uber. I know a lot of motherfuckers heard about Uber. But look up Uber Black. So what I'm saying for you guys is when you get to that upper echelon with that kind of woman, they're going to send an Uber Black to your crib. And they're going to give you an itinerary, but you're not going to get it from her. There's going to be somebody's going to call you, maybe a secretary or somebody, agency, and say, I'm going to use an example. I'm going to use somebody in the chat as an example. Let's see. We'll go with the Tiger Dynasty. Tiger Dynasty, how you doing, sir? My name is Steven, and I'm your concierge. And sir, I just want to let you know your itinerary. You have a car at your house at 12 o'clock, sir, and it will be a Uber Black. It's going to be a Mercedes, a Jag, you know, something very expensive, very extravagant. And once we pick you up, we'll be taking you to the airport. If you check your app right now, we just sent you the code so you can download the United Airlines. You'll be going first class. Now, remember, because when a lot of people do dirt, they do it away from their area. So you might be going to Vegas or you go somewhere. We all have a good time. But they're going to give you a rundown of your itinerary. And all you're doing, you're just showing up. And everything's paid for. You have your name, a new incognito name, and sometimes they're there or sometimes they're going to come in late because they were handling business before they come. So I'm just saying there are a lot of things that's going to happen. There's two totally different things. But you've got to get this out. You say when a woman is first dealing with me, should it be strictly fucking? No. The reason why I don't want it to be fucking is because I'm trying to position you to have it all. Just fucking her is not enough for a man, not for a man like me. I don't want you to get what you should be getting automatically. I don't want you. I want you to get the flat screen TV. I want you to get your Xbox. I want you to get your Jordans, your Yeezys, or whatever the fuck you wear. I want you to get your watches, your jewelry. I want her to go shopping for you. I want her to give you bags of cash. That's what I want. I want a bigger end game for you than just sex. And when it comes to sex, I want her to bring her friends in. I want her to blindfold you and surprise you while you're fucking her friends. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Not just smashing her. I teach y'all a conquer mentality because I want y'all to conquer everything. I want you to have it all, okay? What are some of the ways that I can spark emotions in her and get, okay, but DG, this is what I'm saying, brother. What I'm showing you right here is why you can't do it right now because you don't have, and now if you're joining us, I'm going to show you how it works. This guy here will have a woman addicted to him because he has the standard of four. Before, during, and after. That means before you walk out your door, during your interaction with the woman, and after, you're always maintaining your four. But across on the top, you have your four of you, the skills, how you communicate and how you can get trust out of that woman. So what I'm saying is this is why for a lot of you guys out there that say y'all want, you know, sex, this is why y'all not getting it, because there are, y'all are not standing on anything. So in order to do that, you have got to get out of the mindset of trying to get her to be versus her just being around you. Don't force it. Y'all are too busy trying to put a round peg into a square hole, and it just doesn't work that way. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there, guys. Also, guys, if you guys are texting one right there, put a T in there for a text message. If you're texting somebody, you don't know what to say, or if you're talking to a woman and she says something to you and you are thrown off, just put a W, and I will do this. This is what we do live, unscripted, on air to show you how game works. Let me grab a few more questions here because we got to continue the show. What would you say to some women that are raising their sons to date them? What would you say to some women who are raising their sons to date them? Being a nice guy, knowing, F-dog. See, F-dog. That question is in the same neighborhood as, what do you think about the squirrel that misses the nut? What do you think about the bird that flew from one tree to the other? What do you think about the fucking snake that slithered his ass through the grass? What do you think about that poor little fish that just got eaten by another bigger fish? What do you think about that? Why do you give a fuck? Why do you stop caring? Okay, guys, I'm trying to show y'all a mentality that you must have in order to win. And that is a conquering mentality that you have got to say to yourself that, you know what? I don't give a fuck what she's doing with her kid because I'm not trying to play dad. Let her do whatever the fuck she wants to do. I don't care. It's none of my business. Stop making things that are none of your business your business. Because if you make it your business, then you're telling her you want to play daddy. You don't want to do that. So don't worry about things that are none of your business, okay? Here's the next question right here. Next question right here is, up, Steve, in a rotation of women, I have to have sex with them, or can I just give her a series of jobs? Okay, Tony, listen. The reason she's on your roster is because of what you can do to her in a mental, emotional, and sexual level that the average guy can't do. That's why they hang around, because they're saying that I can be with any guy I want to be with, but I'd rather be with you, even though I know you have other women, because I know what you bring to the table, okay? And I know how you're making me feel, okay? And I know how I feel when I'm with you, and I know you got me thinking. So this is what I'm just saying to you, brother. You're getting it all wrong. Why would you want to have someone have a series of jobs? Are you trying to, like, create a slave or some shit? I mean, it's not – y'all got in the game all wrong, man. You're thinking – I don't know why you even think that. Please, don't think that way, man. Let's get to the next question before we continue. What are some cardinal rules as far as obtaining the conquer mindset? Okay, but Carlos, this is why you're losing, because you're not – okay, Carlos, I know you might be new, so let me help you and all those that are new that don't understand. Carlos, I always tell you to do two things in the beginning of the show. The first thing I tell you to do, Carlos, is go ahead and get your notebook out and take notes. That's number one. The second thing I tell you to do, Carlos, is get your puzzle and start putting those puzzle pieces together. Go buy a 100-piece puzzle set. Dump the puzzles on the table. Rip the box up and start building your puzzle. So why in God's green fucking earth, or your God's green fucking earth, are you asking me this asinine question when you're not even ready for rules yet? You're not even ready for cardinal rules, because any rule that you get right now, young man, any rule that you get right now, you're not on any four, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I tell you, because you don't know your whys. You can't defend it. You don't know how to stand on it, and you can't express it. So why would I waste your time and my time telling you something that you ain't going to fucking do? I don't understand why, and this is what I'm saying, I like the question, but you're in the wrong neighborhood with that shit, brother. You're missing the whole point of this shit. And you got to be a student of the game. Stop trying to be a goddamn surgeon and start learning how to count and understand. You're not ready for those cardinal rules because you don't know your before, durings, and afters. You have no sense of self, no self motherfucking definition. Skills? No skills. You don't know how to text, talk, and put flavor in a woman's ear. But you don't even have your fucking scribe. You don't have your culinary school. So you got to stop trying to. But what's happening, young man, is that this is why a lot of you guys lose, because you're looking for a quick fucking fix. I'm sorry. I'm all out of them. We're sold out of quick fixes. I can't help you with that shit. Anyway, guys, y'all want to call in? The lines are almost always. Let's see how much time. 9 minutes to go. If y'all want to call in, guys, got a question, put a Q in there, and we got you guys covered. We're breaking down, okay? We're breaking down. No, call us. I got you, brother. It's all love, brother. I appreciate you. But what I'm saying to you guys that listen to me, always remember, as we were telling you about your fours, is that in every four, let me take down the banner right here. In every four, that there are levels that y'all see, contact, first date, kiss, and sex. In every four, you must learn the skill of being smooth. That's why I keep trying to tell you, brother. Smooth does everything, right? Quick fixes are an illusion, AG. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. A plus for you, sir. Absolutely right. But what I'm saying to you, brother, is that a lot of you guys out here, you don't know yourselves well enough, but because y'all are too judgmental on women, that's why you never can stand on your fours. Because you're worried about everybody else but you, what people think, what everybody. But it, that I told you guys, it's odd that y'all don't worry or think about what the squirrels think about and the clouds are thinking. Y'all don't give a fuck about that shit. But yet y'all care about these women. Y'all can't live like that as men. Y'all cannot live like that as men. We'll be right back. It's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean.
What up, though? It's your boy, Pace Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Now, gentlemen, as we're talking to y'all guys out there, what we want you guys to do, okay, this is very important what we're showing you today, because what I want to do, hold on, let me put the banner back up, but what I want you guys to do is I want you to start seeing how deep game is versus surface level thinking. See, gentlemen, as I told all, and I want to talk about the benefits of this, because I love doing this. You see, the thing when you are focusing on your square or your standard, okay, that's all it is. Your four is your standard. But the reason, for those that are new, hear me say the word four, is because I'm showing you that when you're with a woman, you can always get to your four. But your four doesn't necessarily have to be a 2+2. It could be a 3+1. As long as you get to your four, that's all that matters, because a lot of you guys beat around the bush too much, and y'all play too many sidebar games versus asking for what you want and realizing your time is everything. And when you start doing that, gentlemen, I didn't say you're going to force this out of the woman, but this is the draw of curiosity. Like I told you guys, because you are very patient. Now this is where the puzzle pieces come in. Puzzle pieces teach you patience. Puzzle pieces teach you discipline. Puzzle pieces teach you how to start communicating with yourselves, but you got to see it for yourself. Don't believe me. That's why I want you to do it, so you can see it for yourself. But what I'm saying is when you're doing that, see, when a woman notices a man that has patience, it draws out her curiosity. Because she can't understand, why aren't you thirsty? Why aren't you trying to fuck me right now? Now, remember, gentlemen, I always told you guys, all these women are very insecure. I told you that. They live off of their insecurities, gentlemen. I told you that, okay? And what throws a woman off is a man that can get women that ain't really like trying to get her. And it's weird with women. On one hand, they want you to want them, but on the other hand, they don't want you to want them. So that's why I'm telling you, stop trying to want them. But see, with patience, guys, in her world, not our world, but her world, patience shows experience. Write that down. Patience shows that you have experience. Gentlemen, I swear to y'all, I know y'all can say it's just a movie, but I promise you, it's the closest thing that I can show you as patience is a James Bond movie. He is nothing but patience, but in the same sense, he's showing her why she should fuck him. Because how he thinks, how he moves, he's always on his four. He never did. He fell a few times. You know, the new Bonds, you know, he started caking and shit, but that was probably written by some woman or something. But anyway, but what I'm saying is this. Matter of fact, if you even watched the last James Bond, what'd he do to that? When he found out that woman wasn't who she was, what'd he do? He put her ass on a train, and he talked to that bitch for 5 years. Cut her off, man. Cut her off straight. But what I'm saying is that patience shows experience. I will say it again. Patience. That means I don't have to rush something I know I'm going to get. I'm going to get it. I don't have to rush it. Okay? Yeah, FOA, you dropped it real quick. Kicked her hey, put her on that train and roll the fuck out. Hey, look. And didn't even think two thoughts about it. He just kept fucking moving. But that's what that's his for. But what I'm saying is that ask yourselves, do you ever notice him saying, hello, my name is Bond, James Bond, let's fuck. My name is Bond, James Bond, let's go to my place right now. You never hear him say that. But yet, I know y'all guys think this is like, it's just a movie, Steve, where, you know, he ain't doing anything. Why are the women always knocking on his door? Or why are the women always trying to get him over to their place late at night? You want to know why? Because he's already, guys, cradle time, he's already fucking them. But he's not doing it in the physical. He's doing it here. That draws her out to him. Do y'all see what I'm saying, gentlemen? All the guys that listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. Drawing out the curiosity. Drawing out the mysterious. Trying to figure out who is he? Why is he? Why isn't he, is he thinking about me? Why isn't he texting me? I mean, it's been fucking 5 minutes and yet he hasn't texted me, and I see him online, and well, why isn't he reaching out to me? I like one of his photos, and what's wrong? And let me call my girlfriend and ask her. Or let me call some guy and ask him. And why isn't he moving? Why is he such a dick? Who does he think he is? God's gift to women? Yeah, I can't stop thinking about him. Why? Because when you have been there before, you have patience. And it is the one test that you all, well, the majority of you fail. It is the one test that women put right in front of your face to see you are. The bitch is talking 60 seconds. Hold on. Let me shut the lines down. Guys, we're going to take questions. Hold on a second. We're still going. All right, we're going to shut the lines down. I'm gonna put my music on while I'm talking. Shit, fuck it. We'll keep the music on and shit. But anyway, what I'm saying to you guys is that what you young men need to understand is that women are hit on all the time, and they need to figure out and separate the herd. It's like cattle driving. They gotta separate the needy guys, the thirsty guys, and the weirdos in one section, and then they gotta separate the suckers in another section, and then they gotta put in another section. They gotta put the guys that are willing to do anything for them in a section. So they're constantly trying to see how you're moving. Keyword, how you're moving. If all you guys are moving, I have to go. Let's go to my place. I tell all you guys. Because you're trying to do something that you think she wants you to do in order for you to sleep with her. And this is the judgments that hurt and harm you. So I'm trying to show you how important you feel. If you've got a question, go ahead and put a cue while we're talking about that. So please put a cue. Okay. But it was wrong. The centrifugal force that draws your brain is the experience that you have. Not the experience that you're showing. It's her seeing it with her own eyes by how you can make her feel when she is completely different. And when it comes to communication, you're going to be like, I told you about the communication. Even in the communication, it still falls in the same motherfucker. That's why I put it on there. The communication before, during, and after. If it's not a, if you're not hitting fours, then you're going to end up in a room. I'll tell you guys that right now. Question. Okay. Everything I'm showing you is the question that you're asking. But you can't hear. You can't hear. So just keep listening to what I'm talking about. Because I keep trying to explain to you, you're going to get it all when you stand on your feet, okay? Focus, young man, okay? Focus. AJ, he's saying, if a woman keeps texting me every day, should I respond to her? She does what I want in Texas to check up on me and says she can help me. About this tomorrow. Talk to Ross. Give you an example. When you wake up every morning, this is your second fucking job. Think of it like you have a Think of it like you're like old McDonald, right? I made the choice. But what I'm saying is that, oh, hold on, Joshua, I got you. I'm following this step, yeah. Look at you, Joshua. Do you say
appreciate the message. But you're her bitch. She's not even, she's taking it. She's looking at you, Joshua, like you're weak. And I'm not calling you weak. I'm just saying that you should be the one breaking up with her. You should be the one telling her to fuck off. You should be the one. But don't even consider her offer as a reason why you think she's smarter than me. Learn how to stand on your motherfucking form, and you won't have to deal with me. Put up to show you, and I've been showing you all day today on this show, why the importance of the four broken down. Until you know why you're doing what you're doing, you will continue to keep doing it. Until you believe in what you're doing to defend it, you will keep doing the opposite. Until you learn how to stand on your square, a fairy, a fucking unicorn, a smurf, and Bigfoot knock you off of it, and you're able to express what you're thinking by telling that person to fuck off. That is how this works, man. But what I'm saying to a lot of you young men out there, we've got about 45 minutes left of the show. What I'm saying to a lot of you young men out there, this is why you're having a problem with yourself. Because you never sat down and learned you. You never sat down and learned how you stand or what you stand on before you walk out that door. And if you
I want to give you the good news because you are what you are. You're going to find a woman one day.
I mean, even Tony said, so was it impossible you get to the edge? Or was that just luck? But see what I'm saying to you, man. This might not be for you, dog. Because this is for hype hitters, man. This show is for hype hitters. This show is for men that want to conquer the world. But you talking like this, this is cancer talk, bro. You can't, I'm saying it's a law, man. You can't talk that way, man. The sharks will eat you up in this world, man. Manipulation and deception, because you just ain't got it. You just ain't got it, man. And everybody can't have it. And it's no knock on you, young man. But I can tell you don't want to learn anything. I can tell you don't. And I'm not trying to be mean. But I'm looking to you. I'm looking to you, show. I got a question for you. Let y'all cover. Let's keep going. Gentlemen. Rehearsing means you know what you have to do, and you're just trying to perfect it. You're just trying to make it crisp. It's like you're in the studio, and you got this track machine. Oh, you got a song, and you're just trying to make it. You're tightening it up. That's all you do. You know it's a great song. You're just tightening it up. But that's what I'm saying about the book. You guys never take time to learn. We'll be right back. feel like what I'm saying is something that's going over your head, you don't understand, please ask the question. Does it make you stupid? Does it, nobody's going to get on you because we're all about respect in this world, okay? We're not about being disrespected. But if you don't understand, feel free to ask because this is the time to ask. It's not. But I just want to take a moment to tell you that sometimes some of the things are saying are getting you, okay? Okay. The outside world, it's the lie that we're telling ourselves. It's going into the movie theater that is we're watching the same film. How are so accountable supposed to find yourself? Wait, what are the accountable supposed to find yourself? I took it down, but for you, I gotta pull that shit. on this, and it's okay. It's okay. I don't want you to be mad or upset. It's just you're missing the mark. And what you're saying is that fear in your ego is always pulling you away. But are they really pulling you away, or are you really going with them? You've got to remember that son? Is it okay if I say cease by run? Cease by run, let's go to my place and fuck right now. Okay? All that shit. Whatever's in front of you guys, okay? What I want you to do, just wait. We're all together. Everybody listen to me. We're going to do this whole time. We're going to do this live on the air. Everybody together. Everybody that's listening to me right now. Whatever the fuck is in front of you, don't grab your nuts. Something, an object. Whatever the object is in front of you, on the count of three, I just want you to grab it and lift it up. That's all I want you to do. It's not magic, but I'm going to try to show you how much control you actually have when you start to believe it. Now, this is the thing. Okay, so in 3 seconds, whatever's in front of you, if it's a pen or anything, sit it down in front of you. And then when I count to three, we're going to grab that object and we're just going to lift it up for 2 seconds. And then I'm going to say put it down, okay? I'm going to show you the beauty of that, okay? Ready? Now, on a count of three. One. Two, three, grab the object and lift it up for 2 seconds. One, two, put the object down. And guess what? Well, that's how it is to be a man. You just did it. Because when your thoughts was in line with the behavior, there was no fear. There was no anxiety. There was no judgment. You said that what I'm going to do is grab the object in front of me, and I'm going to wait to the count of three, and then I am going to lift it up, and then I am going to hold it for 2 seconds, and then I am going to put it down. And what did you say? I, and I think there's another I in there, but the key thing I'm trying to show you is, as long as you're focused on the I and me and my, that's what silences the bullshit that's stopping you. It's not magic. But this is how the game works, gentlemen. Okay? Here's the next question. Would you recommend for an inexperienced man to get... All right, Mr. HG, what I want you to do is go to... The first thing I want you to do is go to the dollar store tomorrow or Walmart, grab a 100-piece puzzle set, dump the puzzles on the table and rip the box up and take your time and put that puzzle together. Now, remember, the puzzle starts with the border, so work the outside edges, meaning the border is the border that you've got to create for yourself. That's the first thing. Then you're working outside in, and then you take your time. You'll learn patience and discipline, and you'll learn to learn how to do the one thing that you're not doing, and that is communicating with yourself. So that'll be your first steps, okay? Let's get to the next question. Great question, though. I was using my four and a woman, and she's telling me she doesn't like my four, and she's still seeing me. Am I doing – wait. But wait a second. What is your – okay. What I would like for you to do, if you can, please, because – and I'm not trying to be a dick. It's going to sound like I'm being a dick, but I'm not trying to be one. I cannot read your mind. I am not a mind reader. I don't know what you said, and I can't conjure up what you said. So what I need you to do, and this is a lesson for you, I need you to be more clear and concise. You was using your four. What is your four? Tell us what your four is, and tell us what she didn't like. So tell us what that is, because I don't understand. Because some of you guys construed fours into something that it's not. So what was you using? What four was you using where she told you she didn't like your four? What four was that, okay? Okay, that's all. Just think about that, okay? Tyler, thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you. Let's see. Keep going. Let's see. Questions. Just scrolling down and see if anyone got questions and stuff. But what I'm saying to you young men out there, is when you said I. That's the key. That's so key in this. When you said I, and then the action be after the I, what happened? You just silenced the voice because you're finally focused on what needs to get done versus the result. You didn't think about rejection and all that other stuff because, and you didn't trick your mind. This isn't mind tricks. It's just you're finally feeling what it's like to actually live your life as a man. I love telling you, guys, pick up your remote control and just tell yourself, I'm going to pick up my remote control and do it. You get to see what it's like. Say, I'm going to open the door. You do all these things you do every day. I'm going to open my door. I'm going to grab my keys. I'm going to turn on a light. I'm going to turn the TV on. I'm going to jerk off and all this, whatever your eyes are, you know what I mean? But whatever it is, you're not putting her first. You're putting the I and the action first. You're not putting the woman first. But if you notice when y'all are talking, the woman either comes before you, in the middle, or somewhere in your motherfucking sentence. And I'm trying to get you to focus on the I, the you. So when I said, I'm going to pick up this cup, I know why, because that's what I want to do. I'm going to grab this cup and I'm going to lift it for 2 seconds. And after I lift it for 2 seconds, I'm going to put it down. See, I'm already into the future. Before I even lift the cup, I know what I'm going to do before I do it. Now I just got to make the move to catch up to that future. I know I'm going to grab the cup. I know I'm going to lift the cup. I'm going to hold it for 2 seconds and then I'm going to put it down. So my thinking, I'm already in the future. All I got to do is catch up with the future by doing the said action that I said that I was going to do, and that's it. This is not complicated, man. This is not, okay? We'll talk about the fourth and fifth one later. I don't want to get too much into those. We'll talk about those later. Definitely talk about those later, okay, D-Dog? We'll talk about those later. But I hope for you guys out there, y'all are able to see what I'm talking about. This is no knock on y'all, but this is how easy it is. It's just C-spot run. It's just C-spot run. Because all you're doing is focused on what you need to say versus the end result. This is what I've got to say, right? So that means if you look at this, I know my before. See, before I walk out that door, I know that I am confident enough to say C-spot run. And I know I'm confident enough to do it before, during, or after any interaction because I trust myself and I trust how I communicate. I trust me. So if I said C-spot run and she says she has a boyfriend, so fucking what? If I say C-spot run and she says she's not interested, so fucking what? If I say C-spot run and she's interested, guys, so fucking what? And the reason why I don't care, because I am not going to be defined by a stranger. I will not allow a stranger to define who I am. That's the beauty of what I'm trying to show you. As long as you learn C-spot run, okay, C-spot run, as long as you do that, okay, then everything changes. But see, you're not supposed, see, when, okay, let me show you what y'all are doing right now, where y'all are fucking up, okay? You're doing this all day, every day. I want to get rid of fear. I want confidence. I want to get women. I want to get laid. I want to be a man. I want. And why you're not getting what you want is because all you're doing is telling this motherfucker how to tell you not to get what you want, even when you want it. Why do you think when you really want something, why do you think you get that feeling of fear? Because you think you actually are in control of yourself. So when shit hits the fan, you'll get fear, anxiety, excuses, blame, living in the past, all these things. He'll get the crew to make sure that you'll never get what you want because you don't actually want what it is you think you really want, because you don't even know why you want what you want. Yes, okay, I want sex. And let me tell you, okay, let me show you how bad it is. You guys will say, I want sex. Wait, let me show you right here. You guys say you want sex. Okay, you know your why. Okay, I'll give you that. But you don't even know how to even defend the position of wanting sex. You don't know how to stand on your square to stand on you wanting sex. And last but not least, you just don't know how to express that you want sex. That's how deep the game is, gentlemen, okay? That's how deep it is. I'm waiting for this guy. Who is the guy? See, this is what I'm talking. Listen, dude, come on. Where are you at? Where did he go? Where old boy go to say that? Christian, it's been 5 minutes, dude. It doesn't take long to write a sentence, dude. This is where I think you're either lying to me or you're just, Christian, let me tell you something about this because you're new to this. Christian, if I ask you to do something, please do it, because then I'm going to take it like you're disrupting the class by just making up shit. And if I feel like you're making up shit, Christian, they know me well enough. One thing I will not do is we don't do with show-offs or someone acting like they're better than the class. That's why I'm asking you to do this, because I'm trying to help you. But if you are not answering that damn question, that's telling me you don't have an answer to that question. Because, gentlemen, it goes back. If you're going to make a fucking statement, you should know why you're making the statement. You should wait to get, wow, defend the statement and stand on it. Do y'all see how all this shit, it works in everything, man. It's not just one thing. It's in everything. All right, here we go. I was telling her I wanted to keep things casual, and I wasn't claiming her as my girlfriend. She didn't like I wasn't. Wait a second. Wait. Brother, you ain't on your. Okay. Let me explain to you in this scenario. If I'm you, all right, if I'm you. All right, I'm not Christian, but I did sleep in a Holiday Inn. All right, right, peep gang. All right, listen. I'm telling her that I want to keep things casual. There will not be a relationship. Right now, we're just fucking. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why we're just fucking, because I'm not ready for a relationship. I don't know you well enough to have a relationship. As I told you before, why, and I'm defending right now, I told you when I first met you that I'm trying to see if your character matches your beauty. And if you keep bugging me, because I'm standing on it now and defending at the same time, but if you keep bringing this up, I'm going to have to let your motherfucking ass go. Do you understand me? Do you see the difference with what I'm saying? Because all I'm doing is all you see is I'm just standing on my four. All I'm doing is standing on my four, because I am not going to let her take my 2+2 and make it a 6. She ain't going to do that. So I'm going to be clear and concise and let her know what the deal is. And here's the thing. If you have a problem with what I'm saying and I'm expressing right now, there is thy door. Matter of fact, why don't you go find, listen, if you want somebody to claim you as their girlfriend, then go find them. Oh, you're such an asshole. You're so selfish. You're so conceited. Oh, you think you're every woman, you think you're all that shit. That's pussy points. Because I'm not going to, listen, I'm king. You don't tell me what the fuck. You don't tell me how to run my kingdom. So let me tell you this last time. Not you, Christian, but this time since how you talk to her. Do you understand? No. Guys, I told you. If y'all knew, I told this. Do you understand? If y'all don't know, I had a situation where I told the woman, kind of like what I told Christian, and I asked her, do you understand? And she never said yes, so I stopped talking to her. And by the time she caught back at me, she thought everything was cool. But you got to answer my question. Do you understand? Because, see, I need you to tell me you get it. Because when I drop your ass or replace you, you can never say, you never told me. That is why I'm clear and concise. I want to make sure I'm going to defend my position. If I don't want a relationship with you, I'm not having one. And if you don't like it, go find one. Listen, please listen. Go out there and be all you can be. Find your relationship. And if you want some dick on the side, you have. Guys, I got, man, me and my boys, we talk about this shit all the time. And it's the greatest thing, man. The best thing is when a woman tells you, I found somebody. I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow with the rosters. But they're like, you know what? I found somebody, and I just don't think we should be, I don't think we should see each other anymore. Whatever. We'll talk more about that tomorrow because that's what's going to happen on the roster thing. They're going to challenge you. They're going to throw other guys in your face. So, we're going to talk rosters tomorrow. We're breaking down that roster stuff. F-Dog, what are you saying? Unc, how do you best respond to the question by a woman, what do you do for work? Now, I've always told you guys, asking me what I do for work is like me asking you how many guys you fuck. And I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to ask you how many guys you fuck. And if you want to know what I do for, you want to know what I do for a living? Well, what I do for a living as of this moment is finding ways to make you smile, laugh, blush, think, react, and realizing that I'm the guy you want to sleep with. That's what I do for a living. No. What is your job? Well, here, and to be honest with you, what I do for a living is really none of your business. I mean, come on. If you ask her how many guys she fucked, she'll get offended. So why can't you get offended? I don't want you guys to be put in a position where she makes it about money that you have or you don't have. Don't make it about what I do for a living, because I don't talk about what I do for a living, because that's not who I am. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm going to go over it again. I am not going to tell her what I do for a living, and the reason why is because what I do is not who I am. That's just what I do for a living, but I'm a private person, and I'm going to defend that. And if you ever ask me that again, we're going to have an issue. I don't want to talk about it because I don't like sharing that information. I'm standing on it and express. See, guys, this is a Mona Lisa. God damn it, this is beautiful. Guys, y'all see how easy it is when you know your why, you can defend it and stand on it. You see how beautiful it is? You can talk all this shit to these women, man. You're not really talking shit. You're just being honest with them. Is the four a universal standard for all men, or is it a personal standard I define myself? No, okay, listen. Okay, stop talking about other men. But no, the four is your universal standard, not mine. This is not for me. I'm just using a four to show you that if you're talking to a woman and you're trying to get to four, you have other variables to get to four versus just 2 plus 2. You got 4 plus 0, 12 divided by 3, 16 divided by 4. You got so many variables of four. So as long as you're staying on your four with that woman, you should be fine. But if you feel that she's trying to take a 2 plus 2 and make it 5, it's time to let her go or let her know what's up, man, okay? All right, she told me she found someone but wanted to see me. Well, then, okay. Well, this is the deal. Go, hey, listen. See the guy that you're with. See the guy that you're with. I'm going to straight shoot you. I don't think you're girlfriend material. Now, if you want to fuck, hey, I got dick and bubble gum. Hey, just let me know if you want to fuck. No, baby, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just telling you, look, stick with your relationship. But if you want some dick on the side, you know how to find me. And that's it, man. I'm not tripping on that shit. I'm keeping that shit a buck, dog. I'm keeping that shit all the way real, man. Yeah, hey, freelance. The The reason why I shut that shit down from the jump freelance is because I know my four, my C-spot run. I'm not changing the C-spot like ball and see cow jump over moon. No, my four will always be C-spot run. I ain't fucking changing that shit, not for no goddamn woman. And if I change C-spot run, I do it for me and me alone. Unc, how do you go about wanting to double back on a female that you messed up with, walking on an eggshell? Well, but here's the thing, Chad. This is what I'm saying, man. See, you can't make a – you've already indoctrinated and ironed in an impression off of what you did. But this is the worst part. This is the worst part. Worst part isn't the fact that she has an impression of you. The worst part about all of this is that you have no self-worth, man. You have no self-worth. Why are you looking backwards? Why are you in? Get the fuck out of your past. Leave your past in the past. Get the fuck out of your past and charge that shit to the game. God, you have no, and I'm saying this with love, man. You just don't have any self-worth. And this is why you want to go back to her. She's already made, okay, guys, let me show you what. Let me show you if you just follow what I'm saying. So many times I put my bid in with a woman, and so many times they said no. So many times they said no. And sometimes I run into them later on, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes they call me, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes their friend calls me. They exchange person, all this other stuff. I don't look the fuck back. I don't ask twice. I'm not begging, man. If you don't want to do it, it's not my loss. I'm gone. But a lot of women are not used to – see, okay, let me give y'all an example. A lot of y'all guys – I won't say the job because I don't want y'all to lose your job. A lot of y'all guys at the gym, you want to talk to a woman. And then you talk to her, she turn you down, make you feel stupid. You are either look around when you go to the gym, oh, she ain't around, or let me find a new gym to go to, or if I see your man, we'll go the other way because that bitch getting to – man, dude, man, I can't tell you how many times they turn me down, man. And you know what I love the best about it? What fucks them up is I'm not fucked up. What fucks them up is they didn't dent me or move me because I'm standing on my square. When she tells me she has a boyfriend and she's seeing somebody and all this other stuff, all right, cool. All right, well, hey, listen, next time you want to last, thanks, smile, blush. And sometimes they'll take the card and sometimes they'll give me two no's. But I never, hey, if I see her, I just speak and keep it rolling. But see, let me tell you something. See, this is some upper echelon shit. Now, I don't want y'all to do this because y'all ain't on this level. And I remember a time, so many times, I go to a bar or a club or something, and I'm talking to a woman, and she say no, and I turn around and talk to the next woman right beside her. Well, I thought you were trying to talk to me, but you said no. Yeah, look, she might not say no. You said no. Guys, this is what y'all understand about women. When they say no to some of y'all, it's a power position to have dominance over you, to make you think you're crawling back. But when they say no to me, I move the fuck on to the next woman. I don't care. But they do. Because I've had, listen, this is no games, no tricks, no deception or anything like that. I'll go to a woman, she'll turn me down. Give her two no's, she'll turn me down. And I go talk to another woman, or she'll see me on a dance floor dance with another woman. And accidentally, on purposely or something, she comes around, and then she starts yelling at me. I thought you were interested in me. I see you was over there talking to those other women. See, this is why I said no. I said, what? Hey. Instead of getting mad, instead of getting into my feelings and everything, what's up? Look, I am not going to offer you my number because I've already offered you twice. You told me no. Now, let's just cut to the bullshit. If you're interested in me, you know what to do. If you're not, take care. Other than that, I don't want to hear anything. But I'm still doing it. And some of them get mad and walk away. Some of them come back later. Some do it now. This is the beautiful thing about it. See, you're trying to pull a fucking four-leaf clover or a six-leaf clover out of the ground. You're trying to force it. Don't force it. Let her see what it's like without you. They can see because they're watching. And the problem is all they see is you pandering and shit. And that's why it's not working, man. Okay? No, you're not understanding your four. You're not. You're not. Because you're like 2 + 2 is like jelly. It's not even a number. It's like you're like jelly or some shit. Because you're running behind her, brother, okay? I don't want y'all to run behind women. I don't want that for any of you guys. But hey guys, tomorrow we're gonna be talking roster, okay? Tomorrow we're talking roster, okay? For all you guys, listen, tomorrow we will be discussing and going over and talking about having a roster. It is the one thing that you guys have to understand the rules of, because y'all are thinking about it all wrong. So anyway, guys, if y'all have any questions, man, get at me, themanmindset@gmail.com. But gentlemen, always remember this before you go to bed, close your eyes. If you're new to the show, say this all the time. Guys, always remember the graveyard before you go to bed tonight. Always remember that everybody in there thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it's your last. So the last show of the year will be tomorrow, okay? So last show of the year, we're going to talk about rosters tomorrow on tomorrow's show, okay, guys? Freelance, nope. It's over. Hey, they still hold the belt, brother. Remember, freelance, once we bring up the graveyard, it stops. It stops. But I do want to appreciate for those guys that did like it. Okay, guys. I mean, again, I appreciate all you guys and stuff like that, man. Y'all are great men. It is a pleasure of trying to show y'all a different perspective of seeing the game in a way in which you've never seen it before. And once you begin to learn the processes and learn your four and learn how you move and think, everything's going to change, man. The change, okay, the change that is going to happen is going to be you. It's going to be you, okay? Y'all are great men. And listen, we're going to do what we can, or I can, to get you to see yourself the way you need to see yourself, okay? Yeah, the ref rung the bell. Yeah, the bell's done. Yeah, the bell's done. Yeah, hey, shout out to the record is still holding. 179, y'all did it. Y'all did it, 179. Y'all held it. Y'all going to hold this shit down. I appreciate 179. Hey, yay. Y'all living in the man mindset books in infinity until that shit gets changed. But anyway, guys, listen. Y'all need me, get at me, guys. All you guys out there, soak this up. Go back and listen to it. Take notes. Have your questions ready for tomorrow. We're here to answer questions and do that. But guys, take a moment, go ahead and like, subscribe, get the notification buttons so you guys can get the updates on the show when y'all want to do that, guys. So y'all can do all that stuff, guys. The Man Mindset, as y'all can see, the Man Mindset, oh wait, right here. Man Mindset, Facebook, Man Mindset, Instagram, Man Mindset, TikTok. Y'all, there's all the stuff, man. Soak all this up, man. We'll do everything we can to do everything we can to get you in the right position, okay? But please meet us halfway. Please meet us halfway, okay? That's all I'm saying. Meet us halfway so you can become the motherfucking way. You know, it's something I'm going to have this quote from Tom Cruise. He said it best in Oblivion. How did he say that shit? You're just a machine. I'm the warrior, I think it was. I forgot how he said that shit. You're just a machine. I'm the warrior. Some shit like that. I don't know how he said that shit. But anyway, guys, I'm going to roll, man. It's the day. Tomorrow, same time. We're going to kick it tomorrow. We're going to be talking about rosters, man. It's going to be fun. We're going to have some fun for the ears out. We're going to be talking about rosters and how to maintain that shit. Gentlemen, I appreciate you all. I'm the Dean, the Man Mindset. We are out.
Sophie, those smell delicious. Bluehost makes it easy to...
...exposes Nicole to receive any future spousal support, something that she was fighting for. So, what do you think?
You got too much, man.
Oh, you can bring that
she to wanted me. Half can, of the 820.
Ma'am, you can walk up
there
anytime
you
want.
Oh, yeah.
Down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You
can, you whatever
go.
You want to do. Yeah. Yeah. So you, yeah.
Huh?
Go.
You can say hello if you want to, you know, to us.
Do you
want to
say something, ma'am? You okay?
All right.
You see,
okay.
That's right.
I like
you know
that. I like
is?
That low key.
You know what a trick is? Okay, I just wanted to let you know who I was. No, Dr. Dre did good.
Ain't no trick, but I trick.
Dr. Dre did good.
Considering the letter, that's true.
And it feels good. This is the main thing you want to do in a divorce.
Huh.
You want to be through with it. Hey, look, let's get to the bottom of this shit.
What else?
Go ahead, bro. I've got screaming kids in the background and shit.
Oh, this is cool. What no, I was like, okay, so, well, your shoulders or your finger. Well, how do you want me to do this? Cause your holes, I need your whole body. It's not gonna look right.
Okay, let me see if I can find something where it's more of me and shit.
Yeah, can you just go find your hat and take another picture? I can get rid of the background. I just need your full body because it's going to kill the shot.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, so yeah, get that and shoot that over to me, and I'll put it together.
I appreciate you, pal.
All right, my brother.
All right,
peace. Get it, man. I'm watching, brother. I'm watching.
Okay.
Get him, boy. Get him.
All right, well, I'm about to hang up.
All right, go do your thing.
All